You're listening to the Fantasy FC podcast, brought to you by Sky Sports.
Hello and welcome to episode 16, season 1 of the Fantasy Football Club podcast, otherwise known as Max and Merce's Premier League predictions, featuring me, Max, and Merce.
Hello, Max.
We're once again live on Facebook on that iPhone, which is gaffer taped to
your camera. Yeah.
If you have any questions, the Facebook community about football or life, write them below the line
life?
Now.
What is this?
Well, you know, then we'll get to the one show. Remember, that's the dream.
What is this? This morning or what?
Yeah. Imagine that. We could do this morning. You be Holly.
Start turning into the Jeremy Cole show, wouldn't it? People be ringing up going, oh, I'm
sleeping. I need sleeping. A DNA test.
I'm sleeping with sound, so what should I do and all that? It's
not, you know. I think we could do that.
Yeah.
So, if you've got any questions on Facebook, write them down, and then if they're broadcastable, we'll do them. Do you want to know what's on the pods today?
Yeah, I am.
Some big football matches in the Premier League this weekend. We'll have our usual Q&A. 1 to 11 is from Christian Carambeau. And the best 11 players that Paul Clement has ever coached. Because he's our guest today on the Fantasy Football Club. I've got some feedback here, Merce. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on.
If you write a review on iTunes about the podcast, we'll read it out. Positive or negative, won't we? We take it all
morally
on board.
Morally positive.
This is from Tony SAFC. It says, top show. Love the podcast. Merce, you're a legend.
Thank you.
Always the first player I tried to sign on Championship Manager.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Max, stop beating yourself up about Soccer AM. No one can ever fill Lovejoy's boots. Although I often wonder, when you say you're a Cambridge supporter, if you're referring to the football club or the boat race team. Thank you, Tony. Support Oxford in the boat race. This is from Hacks14, who says, top work, great podcast to listen to. Rushton is a funny host.
Yeah.
And takes the banter well.
Yeah.
Merce is also great and even better to listen to this season as he is a closet Spurs fan.
I'm starting to wonder about that as it goes.
Yeah, they're good on it.
Starting to wonder, yeah.
This is from Fellaini, who calls his post fantasy fun. The voice of Gaviscon and face of McCoy's dodges insults from a top pundit while trying to show that he does understand football. Most entertaining comes from the ex-Walsall manager trying to pronounce Mitrovic on words that he's recently learned. Definitely a must-listen for football fans. It's good, isn't it? This is from Callum McFadden.
Oh, yeah.
To sum this podcast up, Merce is like Sir Alex Ferguson, who deserves respect. Max, on the other hand, is like Claudio Ranieri. We all thought he was a terrible appointment and would be... and would be sacked within weeks. But he's turned out to be really good. Keep up the good work. This is from Dunjudjudjudjudjuk.
Do you want me to read it?
He says, brilliant. Hi, I just want to say, Max, you're a football legend and one of the best players that has ever had, and it's great of you to do this podcast. As for the other guy, Merce, don't rate him, sack him off. And this is from Steve Smith. From Sky Sports,
all right.
Who says, just watched the Facebook Live podcast. Really enjoyed it. Good fun. Reckon you need a live Q&A session right at the top as a warm-up and a live Q&A session at the end as a warm-down. Loads of interesting questions. Great answers. Paul Merson comparing himself with Brad Pitt. Great. Now, the thing is that he is one of the bosses. Oh, that's...
As a warm-up and a live Q&A session at the end as a warm-down. Loads of interesting
Hang
questions.
On a second.
Great Let me.
Does anybody want to come to Max's 10-year-old birthday party?
All right, here it is. Right, so we've got some Facebook. We're doing a Q&A away.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this is from Facebook. This is happening right now. Tony Maidment said, Merce, hello, say hello.
Hello, Tony.
Usman says, two prats. Thanks, Usman. So quickly. Paul says, when is Martinez going to leave? He's destroying the club.
If they don't win on Saturday, I don't feel I have any choice.
Graham says, hi, chaps. Any chance of a mention for tiny Accrington Stanley and the immense job being done there with a small budget and the smallest town club in the league, now amazingly second position? No.
Brilliant. No, they have done great. Seriously, brilliant. A bit of a hiccup in big game against Morecambe, but a great result at Hartlepool.
Cambridge beat Morecambe 7-0.
I know.
Biggest win ever.
I think Morecambe put all their eggs into one basket against Aki on Saturday in a big game.
So rubbish. Stuart says, view on Northern Ireland for the Euros.
Enjoy.
Kevin says Sheffield Wednesday to go up.
If you'd have said to me 4 weeks ago, I would have, but I just think recently I've had some dodgy results, got well beat at Bristol City, struggled the other day, couldn't beat MK Dons at home, so I think they're going through a dodgy patch at the wrong time.
Emra says, do you think Spurs are going to win the league now?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
They were so good on Monday. Yeah. Ab says, time for a change at Arsenal. Wenger out, do you think, Matt?
Yeah. Definitely. Everybody needs change.
Paul says, Everton FC, no trophy for 20 years. Do you think that is pants?
Who's that, sorry?
Paul says that.
About who?
Everton.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great club, Everton. They've got top players as well. I mean, you know, let's see what happens first in the FA Cup, but if it doesn't, then it'll be a shocker.
Tommy Hand says, Paul Merson, a legend, great player, thumbs up. Lee says, do you think Arsenal will win against West Brom?
Ugh, they should do. I mean, West Brom have earned the right now. They've just had some hard games, West Brom, I think. You know, there's no pressure on Arsenal now. So, I don't know. Seriously, I don't. I would say yeah, but as I say, Arsenal are one team as a pundit that can very much embarrass you.
Chris says, how many Jaeger bombs can Merce do? Bit sweet, aren't they? And then the next day, really, when you do a burp, it's so Red Bully.
Yeah, right.
Scott says, where will Liverpool finish next season?
Spurs. They'll win the league.
Liverpool.
Oh. Liverpool, I don't know, they're getting better and better. They need a few players, but they are getting better and they could be fighting top four, definitely.
Bobby says, I've got a question. Why do all the empty seats last night at Old Trafford get overlooked by the media, but at City, you lot give a stick for it?
Because Man United are a very, very big club. Massive. And Man City keep on saying they are a massive club. So they need to be selling out every week like Man United have for the last 20 years.
Chris says, come on, how many Jaeger bombs can Merce sink?
I haven't done them for ages, as it goes. I haven't.
Warren says, why does Merce look so grumpy?
No, I'm not. This is me. I'm enjoying it. I enjoy it.
Oh, OK.
My teeth are a bit yellow. That's why I don't really...
Are they yellow?
Smile. I don't know. Probably.
What about mine?
You look like the Arsenal wake it hanging up.
Hassan, Paul, give me a shout-out.
Hassan. My man.
Mark, opinions on Newcastle?
Oh, thought they were very good the other night against Man City. Still got a lot to do, I'm afraid, but at least they give themselves a chance. I don't know if it's too late, though.
OK, let's go on to our predictions, OK? I was 4-3 up in the predictions. Yeah. Last week, you did all right, OK?
Oh, really?
You got Man United, Newcastle, a draw for Everton, Southampton, Spurs win, and an exact for Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 2. Not too bad. However, I got the following correct. Manchester United, Spurs... That's it.
Oh. I'm absolute
so now,
stinker.
4-4. It is 4-4.
4-4. Plus, inaugural... we started at 2-0 to you, didn't we, before we made up the game.
Yeah. Right. That's 4-4 in the inaugural Rushton Merson Premier League predictions competition. It couldn't be closer. All right, let's go to the games tonight. You've done West Brom Arsenal. Did you do that?
I didn't do that, but, I think I've gone 3-0 Arsenal. I think Arsenal win, I think. They've had too many hard games, West Brom. Okay. And there's no pressure on Arsenal.
2-0 Arsenal. Right, let's go Saturday. Manchester City, Stoke.
Stoke. I think Stoke are on holiday.
Do you think Gonzo?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, wow, it could have been... What score could it have been the other night?
Spurs being good and how much was that Stoke being hopeless?
No, you've got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, nobody really does that to Stoke. I can't remember anybody doing that to Stoke at home for a long, long time. But they got beat by Liverpool's reserves the week before by four. By four goals, 4-1. So, Man City. I watched Man City beat Chelsea last week. It could have been 6-0. 3 days later, they're coming off the pitch against Newcastle. Lucky to get a 1-0. Got Villarreal. They got Real Madrid in a couple of days' time. I think they're rest players. But how many can you rest with United coming up? United chasing you down. Arsenal chasing you down. I'm going to go 2-0 Man City. Oh, I did go around the houses there, didn't I?
I'll go 3-1. Right. Man City. Villa, Southampton. Before we do that, I was on the radio with Stan Collymore, actually, on Sunday, who's given the Villa players a lot of stick. And I was saying to him, I think that Joneen Lescott's words were taken out of context. You know, he said it's a weight off our minds, but he was asked a question, is it a weight off your minds? And he didn't answer it in a, oh, we're all relaxed now. Don't you?
No, I agree. I thought he got. I wouldn't blame you. He didn't mean it like the weight sort of come out. You know, it wasn't like, oh, that's the weight we're relegated. Huh? Like, he just meant. I think he sort of meant can concentrate now on getting ready for next season. He said he wants to stay. Fair enough to him. I think if you're on that kind of money, you want to stay anyway, wouldn't you? You know what I mean? You're not going to get that somewhere else. So, you know, but no, he got stick for. Didn't mean in what he said. And the Agbon Lahore one, I mean, he's getting blamed left, right and centre. You know, it's the club as well. It's not just Agbon Lahore who sent him down for his what he's been doing the last couple of weeks. You know, it's the club and all their decisions.
As a player, you've got to be smart. You can still go and get wasted if you want. I'm saying
yeah.
in your privacy,
Yeah, in this day and age, I mean, you've got to have a bit of respect. If I was him, I'd be sitting down with him now and I'd strongly advise him, don't go out in Birmingham for a long time. For a long time, because it'll be dangerous for him, if I'm being honest. I mean, they pay a lot of money, Villa fans, and they're very passionate. And, you know, I think he'll be in danger, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
What score do you think?
2-0 to Southampton.
I'll go 1-1. I think Villa will get something.
Yeah, right. So I take the lead there.
You take the lead there. Bournemouth, Chelsea.
I think Chelsea have got one more game to play to the end. I couldn't believe how disappointing they were the other day. I mean, to have that many top players and to get absolutely rinsed like they did against Man City was bordering on embarrassing. And as a Chelsea fan, it wasn't nice to watch. And all them fans that were there should have got their money back, if I'm being honest.
Really?
They should. Come on. They're 11 international footballers. You can't be getting rinsed like that. You know, if Barcelona rinse you like that and you hold your hands up, but not Man City. Come on, the way they've been playing as well. I'm going to go 2-2. I think this will be a very open, entertaining football match.
I think Chelsea will nick it 2-1. Liverpool, Newcastle.
It's all about timing, this relegation battle. You know, when you look at relegation battles, you go, right, they got them and they got them. And it all comes down to timing. Could Newcastle play Liverpool at any better time?
Just ahead of this game.
Just ahead of, yeah. They can't get in the top four. They've got to rest all their players for the big game against Villarreal. It gives Newcastle a little bit of an opportunity. But every Liverpool player that's come into the team has performed. So I'm just going to go Liverpool 2-1, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a draw because of the games coming up.
Benitez going back. Have you ever played under a manager who's gone back to a former club? And have they ever mentioned anything about it? I mean, it's a sideshow, but a lot have been made of it, won't it?
No, managers don't. I mean, you read it in the paper, but a manager won't go, you know, we're going back and I'll probably get a big clap when I get there, you know. So if you lot can clap with them, and, you know, that'll be really helpful and it'll show the players that you all care for
When you go to Walsall now, do you get a round of applause?
When I got the sack from Walsall, I'd done a game for Sky with Jeff Stelling. It was probably one of my first ones. And we went to Macclesfield, and Macclesfield played Walsall. And you've never heard a stick like it. Ever.
Are you serious?
For 90 minutes,
yeah.
I don't think the Walsall fans watched the game. They just absolutely rinsed me.
Did you feel sad about it?
No, I just shouted over at them. Wait 11 years till the foundations have really settled and you'll get promoted.
And they Third place, game in hand.
They didn't listen.
Off second.
Yeah.
Well done.
Bad result in midweek, though. Shocking result.
Yeah. I think Liverpool will win 2-1. On Sunday, Sunderland, Arsenal.
I said 2-1, yeah. Sunderland, Arsenal. Mm. The problem is with Arsenal, is as a pundit, a football pundit, they are the team that can embarrass you more than anybody, as I said. You know, you can go for a result here and Arsenal can go and win 4-0 and everybody will go, well, how did you pick that? You know, Arsenal went on their day of brilliant. What day? What day is it? You know, I looked at them last week. It was atrocious. I mean, there were 60,000 at Holt. I watched Rangers Celtic beforehand, and from the word go to the last penalty went in, the atmosphere was unbelievable. Hmm. I turned and watched Arsenal, and I heard Peter Cech come for a corner and go, keeper. Now, how can you hear that? 60,000 people there. How can you hear that? Really, it was like, seriously, it was like, escape to victory. It was like...
Do you never dropped off onto players?
What?
You know, if you're a player, and you feel atmosphere, are you professional enough to just ignore what's happening?
No, but it is the players. It's not the fans. It's the players. They don't give them enough to get going about. You know, you watch Leicester play, the atmosphere is great, oh, because they're top. But Vardy will go and chase something down there and he'll get everybody and everybody be roaring. At Arsenal, I kick off and it's passy, 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 passy. And it's like there's nothing happening. 30 minutes the other day, never had a shot on target. Arsenal at home to Crystal Palace, no shot on target. Keeper. No, I'm going to go 1-1. I was impressed with Sunderland last week. To go to Norwich in a must-not-lose football match, if Norwich would have won, that would have been it. The bottom three would have been Sunderland, Newcastle and Villa. And to go there and win 3-0, phenomenal result. And I think they'll draw 1-1 in this game.
Ooh.
My mate Jeff's a big Sunderland fan.
Hello, Jeff.
And I'll be watching it with him on Sunday,
Jeff.
So oh, I'm going to go 1-1.
Do you want me to come?
You can do as you go.
I'm working. What time's the kickoff?
Oh, you're one of them double bluffers. Yeah, yeah, I'll come. Oh, sorry, I'm working. I love them people.
I don't know, I was going to give it to Arsenal, but now maybe you've changed my mind, but I've got to stick to my guns here and go Arsenal 2-1. Leicester, Swansea. No Vardy.
If you'd have said to me a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I'd have said this is their give me. Mm-hmm. West Ham was their dodge game, but obviously because the way I see West Ham play against United, this I don't see him winning. I think it just blows the Premier League title race well wide open. I think it's 1-1. I just think they just can't afford to miss Vardy. He opens the game up for him. He goes that way, over the top. Teams drop off and then people like Mahrez can get on the board, drink water and all Brighton. I think they just suffocate the game now, Swansea. No one's going to run behind. Williams ain't going to get done for pace. And I think the best player on the pitch is Sigurdsson. And I think he'll hurt them and I think it'll be 1-1.
I agree with you. 1-1.
Worrying.
Monday, Spurs, West Brom. I have not seen... That's the best I think I've ever seen Spurs play.
Well, I sit on here every week. They're a good football team. Mm. They are a good team, seriously. They're a good team. And, you know, they play with energy. They've got skill. They've got good players all around the pitch, good defenders. I don't see anything but a Tottenham win. I mean, as I say, West Brom have had some difficult football matches. Been to Man City and played Watford at home, missed two penalties. They've got to go to Arsenal on a Thursday, back home, back down to London for that on Monday night. It takes its toll. They've done great to stay up, West Brom, with the teams you're looking down at the bottom, the big three at the moment that are down there. I'm going to go 3-0 Tottenham. And then it'll be 3 points in it if I'm right. And then, wow, they go to Old Trafford next and they're fighting for a top four.
Yeah, they go to Old Trafford and Leicester go, Spurs go to Chelsea, don't they? So that is very exciting. I think you're right. I think Spurs will win. I'll go 2-0 just to be different to you. FA Cup semi-finals. Yeah. We'll include these in our predictions. Everton, Manchester United. Everton, real issues at the back. 4-0 at Liverpool. What are your thoughts on Martinez?
I felt sorry for him this week, but I think he got it wrong this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is his big game, the semi-final, and he's had to... I would have played my best team against Southampton on Saturday, beat Southampton, got clapped off, and then gone into my press conference and said, right, I have to rest everybody for this Liverpool game. I know how much it means to you all, but at the end of the day, we have a chance of winning 3 trophies in a year and we've still got a chance of winning one of them. I have to rest everybody and we're going to beat Man United. But to rest everybody against Southampton, play everybody against Liverpool is just horribly wrong. And
They've got a real issue defensively as well now.
Stones might be injured. But so, you know, Stones
suspended.
Again, Stones, you know, another bad ball into a midfield player, which ain't on, and they score. And, you know, and Besic has got to play centre half, who's not a centre half, and you've got playing against Rashford, Rooney, Martial. How quickly football changes. 3 months ago, I'd have said anything. I'd have said, what, Everton all day long. I cannot see anything. But Man United winning.
I'm going 1-0 Manchester United.
Yeah, I've gone 2-1 United.
Okay. Crystal Palace, Watford. So huge for these clubs.
Yeah, are massive. I mean, and they both deserve to... Both earned the right to rest players the other day.
You know? Believe people saying Flores is under pressure now? I mean, that's ridiculous. They haven't had a good run, but...
Oh, yeah, but they've done their job, haven't they? I mean, obviously, all the players have always going to have the semi-final. I mean, they're playing at Wembley in an FA Cup semi-final. The chance of playing in something every kid dreams of from day one, if they want to be a footballer, is to play in an FA Cup final.
What's it like?
It's the ultimate. Semi-final... I played in the first ever semi-final at Wembley against Tottenham. I don't think it's right. You know, I heard David Beckham say it on the best... on talking about 25 years in Sky, and it isn't right. You know, Wembley is for the FA Cup final. You know, play the other games, other places. It's the worst game in the world to lose.
Yeah.
This is the worst football match you could lose.
Is it worse to lose a semi than a final?
It is for me, because you're nearly there. When you get in the final, you're in a final, you're playing in a final. To lose in a semi-final, you know, I lost in a semi-final, and, yeah, that's the worst football match you can lose in.
So what's the score?
And I'm just going to go... Because as the game opens up...
The pace of Palace?
I think Palace's pace have got that little bit more... a little few more match winners in their team. And I'm going to go 1-0 Crystal Palace in a real, real tight, nervy game.
All right, I'll go the other way. I'll go 1-0 Watford. We'll do a Twitter Q&A in a bit, because we've got friends there and at Facebook, you know, so we like to keep them both happy. We'll get a classic 1 to 11. This isn't for the people on Facebook. This is just if you download the podcast on iTunes. This week, we've gone for Christian Carambo. Here it is.
I will start with Fabian Barthez in goalie. I will choose Fabian like a goalie, first because he's bold. when we talk about reactions, action and reaction, he's very tremendous. Sometimes he's like a crazy guy. You know, all the goalies for me are crazy. And he's the one of the craziest ones. On the left side, I will put Roberto Carlos. Roberto, I know that he can always score with his left foot. We were playing in Russia. It was minus 12, and we played together. I'm in the central defender, and he was on the left side, and we couldn't speak because our jaw was blocked. And after that, again, we were laughing because we just do some noises. We cannot speak. It's one of the funny story we had. On the right side, I could put Panucci. He's also the funniest guy because already because he's half Czech and half Italian. Can you imagine the opposite side, like Italian Latino and the Czech? And he's like that also in life, and he's very serious, but sometimes very funny. I will put Desailly behind with Laurent Blanc. I know that we won together with the Euro in 2000, but also in 98 with the World Cup. And for me, with Chelsea, with Milan, Marseille was one of the best defenders. They are same, how can I say, the attitude in the field, very elegant, of course, because they are two very tall guys and they can lecture the game quickly, they can anticipate the game, and of course, why I put Laurent Blanc, because he's going to kiss Barthez's head after he scores, so that's why I put Laurent Blanc. In the midfield, I will put Vieira, like he used to say, that he's like a big antelope. With his, legs, exceptional with Arsenal, exceptional with Milan, Juve. So, what can I say from Patrick? He's a rock. Who else? We put Seedorf. We start together in Sampdoria. He was 18 years old, but already he was thinking like 30 years a man. It's incredible. I think that. He will be a great manager, and of course Zidane, exceptional player. I think that when he controls the ball, how he controls it, how he scores, he's unique. Of course, it's a pity that he gave a head kick to the last final in Munich, but still he's a good friend, and I know that he's trying to be a manager, and I hope that he will be one of the best managers in football. On the left, I will put Steven McManaman. We were mates in our room, and for me, he's a great man, great father, great friend. We used to play the, horse races. Oh, I think I discovered a horse race with him, chess, many, many games, yes. Good guy. First striker, I put Peđa Mijatović, Šuker, Morientes, or David Ginola. So I will put Mijatović. He's brave, clever in his game, and that's why we won. And thanks to his goals against Juve, I could lift the trophy. So that's why I put Peđa Mijatović. You want more?
There's one more player, isn't there?
No, we're already many. We're already 11. Come on, Roberto Carlos, Desai Blanc, Panucci, Sido, Vieira, Zidane, McManaman, Mijatović. Ah, thank you. Sorry. Oh, I will put Cantona. Eric, I think you know all about him. He's a king. When we start to be together, it was my first game in the national team in France, and there were stars. Ginola and Cantona and Jean-Pierre Papin. I could say Jean-Pierre Papin also. It was incredible to play with them. If we play in the final, Champions League final, I would put offensive players, and I think that's yes, only for victory. That's it.
So that was Christian Carambo's 1-11. Let's do a Twitter Q&A, Merce. Will says, is there a boy that can swim faster than a shark?
No.
Nick says, what's your favourite second sport? Your second favourite sport?
My second favourite sport? Good question. To watch or play?
I think you can interpret it however you like.
To play, I would go tennis. I love tennis. Mm. I used to play all the time tennis. So I would go tennis. To watch?
Cricket.
I like all of them. I like rugby union, rugby league, cricket. I like them all.
James says, what is the worst sandwich you've ever had on Soccer Saturday?
I'm not a great lover of the Coronation Chicken. It sort of repeats on me and I need a Rennie after.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or a Gaviscon.
No, Rennie. Definitely a Rennie. Definitely a Rennie.
Jamie says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how gutted will you be if Spurs win the league?
You know what? I wouldn't, if I'm being honest. I just think... I'm starting to get to a stage now where I'm thinking, if Tottenham win it, it's got to liven Arsenal up and they've got to do something instead of just strolling along, bringing the fans along, charging them all this money and not winning anything. And I think something would have to change drastically. And if Tottenham won it, it would.
Brian says, what is Merce's opinion on Jose joining United in the summer? Will it happen?
It could do. It's got a chance. I'd like to see Jose at Chelsea, at Arsenal.
Oh, really?
I mean, people go, "Oh, he's not Arsenal."
Arsene Wenger's
the way he is. Is the way he is. If he went to Arsenal for 3 years, he'd win the league twice.
Booney says, "How does Merce get his predictions so wrong every week?"
So wrong. How many did I get right last week? Six. It's hard to get the correct.
You got five.
Five.
Five. Five. Results and one exact score.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. It's hard to get the proper score. I mean, yeah, what chance you got? Barcelona. This is how hard football is.
Yeah.
Barcelona lost at home to Valencia the other day, right? And then won 8-0 away last night. Come on.
I mean, that's
Porto lost at home the other week against a team at bottom half of the table. PSG lost at home to a team bottom half of the table. Come on.
David, it's a question for me. Says, are you sat with Paul Merson? Yes. Jamie says, what's your favourite sandwich filling?
I'm going to go with ham, yeah. Lettuce, tomato and salad cream.
OK. Top Bernara says, whose name in football is the most difficult to pronounce?
Spironi.
Spironi.
Oh, got it.
He did it. What about Britta Sombalonga?
Britta Sombalonga.
You did that one as well. Mitrovic?
Mitrovic.
God, you've done really well. I've been
going to school.
Pete
says...
Yeah,
but he's all right saying it. It's when the game gets going.
Okay, I'm with you. Pete says, how would you sum up your time as manager of Walsall?
Good times, bad times. It was...
Bad times, good times, maybe?
No, good times, bad times. Okay. I've got the sack in the end, so it's got to be bad at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. Ollie says, favourite kitchen appliance?
Fridge.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. You need one, don't you? Steve says, do you think Vardy and Mahrez will be at Leicester next season?
In the last 5 weeks, would you pay a lot of money for Mahrez?
Still a very good player. You know, they all have fits in the start.
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
He's been highlighted as their chief danger man. Mm-hmm. So every team talk you go into now, people I'm sure will be going, right, get tight on Mahrez, don't give him space, don't let him do this, don't let him do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens, and that's when people go missing if they're not top draw. And in the last 5 weeks, he ain't been around too often.
Jack says, if you had to eat broccoli for the rest of your life,
yeah,
or spend 6 hours a day listening to James Milner interviews, what would you do? I think James Milner's quite funny, but 6 hours a day is a lot.
I don't know, James. I haven't really heard him, but broccoli is good for you as well, and I do like broccoli. So
it's a superfood.
You should have asked something else, but, yeah, I'd have to go with broccoli. That's no disrespect to James Milner, because I think he's a good footballer.
Jamie says, just need to know how long I need to leave the tea bag in the cup prior to taking it out to ensure maximum flavour.
You know what? I don't make tea.
Do you know who makes it for you?
No, I don't. Me and Kate both have coffee.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ferret says, why are you both... I can't read that out. You see that? Can you read that? It's a rude word. So don't read it out.
No, I won't read it out. No. I'm a professional.
You're a professional, aren't you? But Ferret underscore seven says, why are we both...
Yeah.
Why are we both that?
I don't know, Ferret.
But we are, aren't we? I mean...
Probably. Half the people will think that and half won't. That's life.
Jamie says, are you better than Merce at anything?
Yeah. Violin.
Clarinet, actually.
Oh, clarinet.
Sorry. Violin. Sorry. Harmonica. Guitar.
No, you're better. There's a lot of things he's better than me at.
German.
I don't know. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah, ein bisschen.
Good argon. So the same there.
Pinnett, I'll finish on this. What was it like winning the First Division Championship with Pompey? You are a true genius.
I would sit here now and honestly say... I won everything at Arsenal by the Champions League. Mm-hmm. What I did at Portsmouth was the biggest thing I ever did in my footballing career.
Really?
Yeah.
And why did you say that?
Because when you were at Arsenal, when you were sat down at the start of the season, George would sit you down and he would be on these long benches pre-season and he would tell you you are expected to win something. And when you won something at Arsenal, everything I won, we'd always be one of the favourites to win. Do you know what I mean? Favourites to win the league or the cup or whatever. At Portsmouth, we were one of the rank outsiders to win the league that year, and that's where you've got to put it in perspective. So, and that's why it was the biggest thing I ever did in my footballing career.
We're nearly at the end, okay? We're gonna have Paul Clements 1-11. Best players he's coached.
Right, that'd be brilliant.
So it's a pretty unbelievable team. He's the guest on our show. Do you know what? I've made a mistake, Mas. I haven't written down when we're on.
Oh, no. I can tell you.
We're on 6 p.m. Friday night.
I can tell you the other time as well.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, warm up to soccer a.m.
9 a.m.
I think it's 9 a.m.
Aren't we? So that's the dream, isn't it? To be on 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, just getting people ready for the most important show at Sky Sports, the soccer a.m. That's the dream, isn't it? To be that
you need to
man.
Let go.
We're going to finish with some of these Facebook things because they've all written questions.
So
we'll do a few minutes of this.
Got it.
Josh says, has Jurgen Klopp had more impact in 6 months than Brendan Rodgers had in 2 years?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, Brendan Rodgers was so close to winning the Premier League and Liverpool haven't been close for a while. So, no, I wouldn't say that. I thought Brendan done a good job.
Dan says, Merson... It's very sort of official, isn't it? Would you take the Arsenal job if offered it?
No, I love my job that I do now. And I haven't got any qualifications to be manager of Arsenal, so no.
Paul says, what was Yarm like?
Yarm was good.
Yeah?
Good. It's a lovely place, Yarm. It is a very, very lovely place with a busy pub that you queue in to get in, two in, two out. And when you get in there, it's just the pub. No, just a pub.
Really?
No, just
nothing
a pub.
Nothing in it?
Just a pub.
Yeah?
No music, no nothing, just a pub. And the queue is unreal. And he used to drive past and he used to think, wow. And then one night we went in and I got in there and I went,
oh,
it's a pub.
Ryan Cowan says, Merce, bacon or sausage bun in the morning?
To be fair, I don't have any of them. The only time I'd have them is if I was at a golf do or whatever.
Oh, OK, so just before you get a little bacon.
Yeah. Bacon roll.
Which would you choose?
I'd probably go for a sausage, but I always find with sausages, you have to real concentrate on making sure you cook them properly, otherwise...
You don't want to undercook them or undercook
them,
do you?
But if you undercook them, you're not going to be well, and if you overcook them, they always get burnt on the outside, so... Yeah.
And it's got to be a good quality
sausage,
it's got to
have brown sauce. It don't matter if it's the best bit of bacon or the best sausage in the world. If there's no brown sauce there, then...
I'd have red.
I'd have brown, so if anybody wants me to do any adverts...
Brown sauce?
Brown sauce.
You want to be the face of brown sauce?
The voice will be fine.
That sounds so wrong, doesn't it?
The voice will be fine of brown sauce. I was going to say the name of the sauce.
No, you can say it. I don't see why you can't say it. Nikki, would you welcome the Old Firm in England?
So who's dropping out?
West Ham and Bournemouth.
No.
22 teams? No.
It's like, we're talking about having a winter break now because we have too many games. Mm-hmm. You know, we have 38 very, very difficult games. You know, so you don't want to throw another two in there and make it another four. So, you know, 42 very difficult games.
Yeah. Merson, Dean says, Merson is one Muppet. Peter says, biscuit or cake?
Biscuit.
Paul says, what was the best goal you ever scored?
Well, my dream was to score at Wembley. Score at Wembley for England and Arsenal was great, but my favourite goal, being in a team sport, would have been Leeds at home in the FA Cup. Last minute scored, we drew 2-2. We went in the replay, right, he was on fire. We won that game and we went on and won the FA Cup, which was a dream of mine. So I would say that was my best goal.
Darren says, thoughts on England's chances at the Euros?
I think every chance. I think we have a real good chance. I think we've got some real, real entertaining players. I don't think there's any standout countries in it. So a little bit of luck along the way, who knows?
Bolaji says, why don't you rate Obi Mikel?
I just think he doesn't get rid of the ball quick enough. I think he takes too many touches, and when you're playing with the players that Chelsea have got, you've got to get it out your feet, get it to people like Hazard, who's not been great, he's been poor this year, and William and people like that, and let them play. Just takes too many touches, slows the game up, and other teams get back into position.
Alain Jouira says, will you have fish and chips by the sea or a Subway?
Oh, fish and chips. If you go to the seaside, you have to have fish and chips. You have to. Have to.
Jamie says, give me a wave, lol. Connor says, Merce, who's got the worst clobber of any ex-teammate?
Oh. Groves is not the best, you know. Perry Groves is not the best. I was with him the other week and he had, like, flary jeans.
Did he? Yeah, but he's got a bit of style, Groves.
No.
Mark Birch says, Merce, Max or Fenners?
I can't answer that.
Why can't you answer
it? They're both very good at their jobs.
But, you know, burning building, you've got
to save Messi,
once.
Ronaldo, Messi, Ronaldo.
Is that how highly you rate us both?
Well, that's... We're the top of our... How do you separate them?
Yeah, but who do you think is better, Messi or Ronaldo?
I don't know. They both have their different things, haven't they?
I see.
You know, if you were taking a penalty, you'd take Ronaldo first, wouldn't you?
So there are some things that Fenners is better at, some things
better
at. So what am I better at?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Darren says, Matt, sort your kicks out, Max. Is that my trainers? The laces are a bit long, aren't they?
What are they?
They're Converse.
Oh, are they? They look schneidy.
They look what?
Schneidy.
What does that mean?
Like, are they real?
Well, I think so.
You don't spell Converse with a K.
Karen says, Merce, who will get PFA Player of the Year?
I think it'd be Mahrez, but I just think it's a real joke, really, because if Tottenham go on and win the league and the Leicester player gets first and second, seriously, it's a 38-game season. If Tottenham win the league, it's got to be Harry Kane.
We'll do a couple more minutes. Luke says, why do you hate Man United?
I don't hate Man United. It's just that we've had such great times, Man United, and then they become not very good, and you have to be honest. And, you know, I don't hate Man United. One of my mates, Clive's a big Man United fan.
Oh, hello, Clive.
So I don't... I don't hate Man United, but you have to give an honest opinion, and they haven't been anywhere near the standard that I know United are.
Thomas McPherson says Fenner's by a mile. Thank you, Thomas. Ryan.
Oh, you're watching me on there.
To both of Yaz. Depay, give him time or get rid?
You know what? I watched Depay. I'm what, Memphis Depay?
Yeah.
No, I like him. I give him time. He's a youngster. You know, he's coming to a big, big football club, massive football club. 70-odd thousand, give him time. He's only young. I do like him.
Tyler says, your mum.
What?
I think it's an insult the kids do, I think. That's nice, isn't it?
What, Tyler?
He just says, your mum. Hi to Tyler and hi to Tyler's mum. You had enough? Darren says, Max, how does it feel being replaced by Fenner? Here we go. Danny says, hi, Clive. Sartaj says, good day from Dubai. And I think that's enough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Had a nice time. Did you have a nice time?
No, it was good. Enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks for watching, everybody. We'll leave you on the podcast with the best 11 players that Paul Clement has coached. If you want to listen to that, you have to download it on iTunes. Click on iTunes and write Fantasy FC and you'll see it. Otherwise, watch our telly show. Cheers. Time for your 1 to 11 of players that you've coached or managed, and you've picked a side on the players who are on the best form when you coach them. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to work with some fantastic players, and, you know, I work with them at various points in their career as well. So some were, you know, emerging, some were coming to the tail end. You know, David Beckham would be an example of that. But also some players that were right on the top of their game when I worked with them.
All right, let's. Who's in goal?
Goalkeeper is Petr Cech. He worked with Petr when I was at Chelsea. And I think during those years, you know, 2004 when Mourinho came in as manager through to the Carlo Ancelotti years and even into his Champions League win with Di Matteo as the manager, he was right at the top of his game and arguably the best keeper in the world over those years. You know, could do everything. Crosses, shot stopper, tactically good, good with his feet as well, and he had great leadership. And what I liked about Petr, he was a very serious professional. He did everything he could to be the very best he could be.
What formation are we playing?
We're going to play 4-3-3.
All right. Right back?
Yep.
Yes, please.
Right back is a centre-back, really, but has the versatility to play in right back or in central midfield as well. That's Sergio Ramos. And Sergio is one of my most favourite players I've ever worked with for a number of reasons. One, he had incredible talent, but he also had fantastic personality and charisma as well. And a little bit like another player I'm going to mention in a minute, he is one that when he wasn't there, it didn't feel like Real Madrid. Now, he didn't come through the ranks at Real Madrid. He came from Sevilla, but he joined Real Madrid as an 18-year-old. So he's played many, many games, won everything. But when he wasn't there, it just didn't feel right. He had that influence and that aura about him that when he was there, everyone knew it. Fantastic talent.
Left back?
Left back is Ashley Cole. Fantastic player for both Arsenal and Chelsea as well. And he was part of a core of English players at Chelsea at that time with Lampard, Terry, Joe Cole, Sean Wright Phillips that really drove that club on to be very, very successful. What I liked about Ashley as a left back is he could do both sides of the game brilliantly well. Mm. He was a ferocious defender, 1v1, athletic, quick, could get tight on people, but a real talent going forward where he could contribute to the offensive side of the game.
Centre-backs, one at a time.
Right side, Thiago Silva, Brazilian captain and captain of Paris Saint-Germain. Played for many years at AC Milan, worked with Carlo Ancelotti there and then moved to Paris Saint-Germain. When he moved to Paris Saint-Germain, four consecutive league titles and a player, in my opinion, that could play for any of the big clubs in the world at this time in that position.
He always, I've never met him, I've never been near him. He always comes across to me that he's not the biggest. Is he not big or...?
Oh, he's. I think he's around 6'1", I would say, but he has a good leap on him. Tactically, excellent understanding, and, you know, with the ball, you know, he has that Brazilian technical flair about him. A wonderful player.
Next to him?
John Terry. It's a pleasure to work with John. One of, you know, a rare breed that's come through the ranks at the club. You know, it looks like he's coming to the end of his time there. But wonderful for me, really, as someone that's come through as an academy coach, working with him in the first team. He was wonderful for me. He was great to work with. And the same as Sergio Ramos, when John Terry's not there at training or he's suspended for a game or he's injured, it's just not Chelsea.
Would you give him another year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, another year. Yeah.
I mean, for me, he is with, along with Tony Adams, they are the two best central defenders that have ever played in the Premier League. Outstanding.
OK, who's in midfield?
OK, we're going to play with a holding midfielder, and this is Xavi Alonso. You know, well known for what he did at Liverpool, but a fantastic player. Now, what one big thing I really learnt from Xavi was that anyone that says he's not quick enough, he's not athletic enough to play in that position, because if you take another example of someone that played in that position, Makalele, yeah, who was more of a destroyer in that position, would break things up and give it simple. He revolutionised his position. He was a playmaker, a quarterback, if you like. I never seen anyone pass a ball like he could, both short and long. Just the way he was so crisp with his passing. And because he was not athletically very strong, he had to make up with other ways, but he was so quick in his brain. And it shows that if you're quick in the brain and you have good technique, you can play at the very, very highest level.
Mm. Who's next to him?
On the right-hand side, Luka Modric. Luka made the transition from Tottenham to Real Madrid fantastically. He's, you know, loved by the fans there. And one of the reasons they love him so much is not only that he's just such a great footballer, is that the physical effort he puts in. Now, you think that, you know, the Galacticos and playing at Real Madrid, that you have to just be a super talent. Yeah, absolutely. But the Real Madrid fans love players that will put sweat on the shirt, that will run, that will work hard, and he does that brilliantly. Not the greatest goal scorer, but in terms of linking together a team back to front, you know, no one does it better than him.
It's a solid midfield so far.
Yeah.
Complete it.
I've got a good one on the left. This is Frank Lampard.
In all the places you've been, have you ever seen a Frank Lampard?
No.
Who can get 20 goals a season from midfield.
And that's what makes him stand out, Paul, isn't it? Over the, you know, the five, so consistent over the 5-6 years at Chelsea. He was 20 a year, 20 a year. I mean, no one was doing that. He was racking up more goals than the strikers were.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic ability to arrive in the box at the right time.
Can you coach that, or is that just innate?
I think, you know, that comes from a certain intuition, absolutely, but also experience. I mean, he got better and better as his career went on. And again, one of the hardest working players. Not a super, super talent like some of the other players, but absolutely got the very, very best out of what he had.
All right, you've got a front three.
Yeah, this was the most challenging, because I know that you have a list of some of the other strikers that missed out on this side.
A pretty amazing list of players that didn't make it. I'll read it at the end.
Yeah, but we're on the right, Gareth Bale. I worked with Gareth when he moved from Tottenham to Madrid, and you know, I had a very good relationship with him. It wasn't easy, his transition coming from you know, England to Spain, particularly with the language. So I like to think that I helped him. We had a good relationship, and he surprised me with how good he was when he arrived.
I mean, yeah.
I knew him and had watched him, and you know, from the Southampton days into Tottenham, and he started to grow and he was improving as an athlete, and you saw what he was able to do in the Champions League for Harry's team, particularly against Inter, and he scored those wonderful goals. So he had that talent, but he was a better, much better footballer than I thought. Super athlete, like unbelievably agile and quick. I remember Carlo at times needed to use me almost as a mannequin in training, because, you know, he needed an extra body. Someone had gone off and the second team weren't there. So I remember one session I had to go in at left back, and then I looked and, oh, no. Well, listen, there was no trick needed. It was just push. And by the time I'd even turned, I think he was at the byline and had crossed it already and was running back.
You attempted to clear him out or not?
even if I tried, I wouldn't have got near him. But, really good footballer as well in tight areas. And I'm really pleased to see that he is a British player that is doing very, very well abroad.
Mm. 2 minutes for your last two.
Striker, Ibrahimovic.
We've talked about him. What was he like, you know, off the pitch? You know, what would he be like? Because people have this thing,
Zlatan.
Yeah, thing. I'm Zlatan, that's it, he can't learn, you know. Was he interesting off the pitch?
Yeah, he was. And, I have a coaching experience of him where, I used to do a lot of the organisation of set plays, and there was a game where in the first half we had a defensive wall, we went into the wrong position, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to speak to him about this at half-time. This is the first time, really, I'm going to have to question him about, you've done the wrong thing. Mm. And I spoke to him, and he said, no. I was in the right position. And I thought, oh, no, here we go. And I knew that he was in the wrong position. I said, Zlatan, look, and I showed him it to him, and he went, ah, right, OK, you were right. And he went on with it. And we had a really good relationship going forward. I was walking out to training one day with Zlatan, and he said to me, you know, what am I like compared to Drogba? You know, he wanted to know if he was as good as him. So I was trying to be, like, political. I said, Drogba's a good player, he's great with his back to goal. You know, you've got other strengths as well. And he looked at me and said, I'm the best you've ever worked with.
We've got 30 seconds for the last player.
I think I've probably left the best to last.
We have talked about him, but...
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. Outstanding. Out of all the players that I work with, you know, he was at the very top of his game. Outstanding. Ballon d'Or winner. 50-plus goals season after season after season. Wonderful professional. Great guy. And arguably, I've worked with one of the, if not the great, one of the greatest ever.
Let me read this list of players that didn't make it. Beckham, Di Maria, Ozil, Motta, Shevchenko, Drogba, Balak, Deco, Torres, Marcello, Benzema, Pepe, David Luiz, Kaká, Casillas. It's a very good 1-11. Paul Clement, everybody.
Brilliant.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football FC.
For other podcasts you might enjoy, head to skysports.com/podcast.